Your profile pic, Doc.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I thought I had to turn off for a second.
I think your life changed it, actually. Why do you have a rose in your teeth?
What do I do?
Why are you posing like that?
No, no. Oh, I don't have a shirt on that picture, do I? Yes. All right. Wow. Anyway.
I'm a terrible person.
I can't take a picture now because it wouldn't be any more appropriate, so whatever.
Oh, fucking whore.
Don is not a whore.
Sometimes.
I like it. Don is not a whore.
Don is not a whore.
Alright. Let's do this.
Let's have a podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 189. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
This is the Perfectly Sane Show. I thought this was Wheel of Fortune.
This is the Wheel of Fortune. I am Pat Sajak, as always, joined by Vanna White.
The lovely Jeff Derrickson. The letter toucher.
Letter toucher.
The letter toucher.
Can I touch your letters?
They don't even spin them anymore. Like, yeah, Tony is here, and Jeff.
Hello.
And Don.
Yeah.
The drought's over, guys. There are games.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing games.
Yeah. I'm drinking
games
a drought.
Are great. I like
I'm
games.
Doing both.
You're drinking a drought and playing games?
Yeah.
Well, I'm playing a game and drinking a gumball head. Not drought.
Draft! It's draft! I will strangle both of you.
Every time I see this can, I think of Tony and laugh.
Don, tell us what you've been playing.
I played a little bit of Lightning Returns. That's,
a little bit. Man. Didn't you play several hours of it?
In the grand scheme of things, it's only a little bit, about 5 hours, 6 hours. But
what happened, Don, to your game of the year?
It's more than I want to play, and I wish that I could get that 5 or 6 hours back.
Wow.
What?
Well, I loved Final Fantasy XIII. I know I'm rare. I understand that. I've come to terms with that. I also really enjoyed Final Fantasy XIII, too. I love both games. They're among the top half of my Final Fantasy favorites. So, of course, I'm going to be excited for Lightning Returns. It's been at the top of my list for the past couple months. But, they just fucked it all up.
So what's wrong with it?
The pacing, specifically.
The pacing was, like, the bad thing about the first one.
I didn't have a problem with it. Like, I enjoyed it from the get-go. I was drawn into the story. I enjoyed playing and doing whatever they had me doing. It's been like 7 years, so I don't remember what now. But I enjoyed it all. I never had a problem where I set it down and didn't want to not come back to it. I always wanted to keep playing more. I sat down for the first time, played it for about 20 minutes, and I'm sitting there drinking my beer, and I'm like, this is kind of retarded. And played it for a little bit, and the story didn't grab me in the first half hour at all, which is fine. There's room for growth on that.
That's weird, though, considering that, like, you enjoyed the story for the first two.
I did.
Like, you'd think the third one, that you wouldn't need to, like, build up. It should hook you immediately.
It should, right. It very little about it piqued my interest. Now, and about a couple hours into it, I was getting a little more interested into it, but by that point, they'd already pissed me off at the pacing because they had you running around doing the stupidest shit. I mean, at one point, you know, you run around collecting these four numbers, and I swear to God, I canvassed that city for about an hour, just a straight hour, running around the city, like in big circles, trying to find these numbers on the walls. Shouldn't have been hard to miss. I found one of the four, and after the hour ran up, I got pissed, turned it off, and quit. I came back the next day, and I finally plugged my PS3 into the internet and patched it. And I'm not saying that the patch fixed it, but I found the numbers afterwards. But after you get the numbers, you get to this little phone place where you get this phone call, and you got to input the numbers. Instead of just letting, you know, making the story do it for you, like, they pop the numbers up on the screen and then make you, like, scroll through the numbers to, like, put them in yourself. I just, that was a little thing, but retarded by that point. The combat was, I don't know, it felt like they tried too hard. I mean, literally, you're like, hold down the button and then you, like, switch in dresses and stuff and,
Wait, the dresses actually affect the combat?
They do, because the dresses...
of course. It's basically a job system, right?
Yeah, exactly. Every dress is a different kind of... has a different set of attributes to it. And, of course, you assign skills. They're called, like, schemata. And you assign four skills to it. And then you switch between three in the middle of combat. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. It was a combination of things that just really blew me off on this game and irritated me to no end.
Combat, sounds like, thrilling.
I expected at the very least to enjoy playing dress up, you know? That sounds fun, right?
Sure. No, it doesn't.
But the dress is all...
If that's the most enjoyable thing about a game, then the game hasn't done a whole lot. Look at the hat she's wearing. Yay.
Yeah, I had this, had these nice...
It's basically sexy... Animal Crossing.
I don't know. I mean, it's a combination of things. The story was... It didn't grab me. And after 5 hours, you should be at least a little interested in the story.
Never.
And every time they piqued my interest just a little... Then they had me run off and do something for an hour that just made no sense and just felt stupid.
That's disappointing.
It is, but on the plus side, I guess it finally gets that off of the power rankings this next month, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I guess it could have been a lot better. I wish they hadn't have messed around with the fucking job system. I realized they probably had to, not the job system, the combat. I figured they probably had to, since pretty much they only had one character, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a weird evolution of that battle system, because it started out where you kind of controlled all three characters, right?
And then, right.
Then it moved to you only kind of controlled two characters.
Right.
And now it's down to one.
And, I enjoyed combat in the first one. I enjoyed combat in the second one. And it took about an hour for me to really get combat, because you got to watch the enemies, you got to block at certain times. You really have to be paying attention, but which I guess is good. But I don't know.
So this is the end of the Final Fantasy 13 story, though. It's all over now. No more 13. They can move on.
You're not going to know what happens now, Don, because you gave
That's
up.
That's true. I'm not.
You could probably watch it on YouTube in like a month.
I don't really care at this point.
Or that.
I just kind of wish the game hadn't come out. I wish they would have like maybe released like a little movie or something, you know, like they did with Advent Children or something, like
right.
A little amendment. I think at this point that would have been a much better ending for me personally. I've seen some people on Twitter that have been enjoying the game, that have enjoyed the last two games. Not many, but they exist. So, I think I'm one of the few Nick. That enjoyed the last few, and I just absolutely hate this game.
That's a shame.
Oh well.
Yep. You play anything else?
Marvel Puzzle Quest and Ollie Ollie. That's it. Both those games. Ollie Ollie, you been playing it?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
Sure it is. Skateboarding, come on.
Should, man.
So, Lightning, Lightning Returns does not sound like it's going to be on our Game of the Month list, so,
No.
Jeff, you've been playing something that might end up there.
Yeah, I have. Well, quite a bit. Well, at least what little gameplay I have done in the last week or so has mostly been Donkey Kong, Country Tropical Freeze. And do you want to know how it is?
No.
We asked you about it because we just thought that you would mention it and move on to nothing. So stop speaking, Jeff. God damn it.
The new policy we're going to take here, whenever there's a new Nintendo game, we're just going to mention the name and move on.
So, Marvel Puzzle Quest. No.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's pretty much what you would expect. It's well, you don't like these games, but I do. It's really, really, really fucking good. Like, I think it might be my favorite Donkey Kong Country. Also, Tony was right. It's really, really fucking hard.
Tried to tell you that.
Say, I mean, that's kind of the, you know, calling of the Donkey Kong Country series, though, right? It's like a super challenging, you know, 2D platformer.
Yeah, especially since Retro Tokyo. Yeah, like, I remember the Wii one being so hard that I gave up. Like, I was like, I can't do this anymore. This one, I mean, I haven't played that Wii one since it came out. My memory of it is, I don't know. But I would say this one probably is challenging, but I'm somehow getting through it. Just really fun kind of dynamic levels where there's, like, a bunch of shit going on always. What else? I mean, I have like a couple little nitpicks with it. For one, there's too many water levels. Like they throw in a good number of minecart levels, which I think is like everyone's favorite. But then like there's a bunch of water levels, which I don't think is anyone's favorite. Like there is a whole world, like World 4, which I just beat tonight, is all water. There's one minecart level in there, and it's all water levels. Besides that, it's like, but I don't understand that.
Donkey Kong a good swimmer?
Yeah, it's good control. Like they're not bad water levels. Like it's just
all water levels are bad. It's okay.
It's like anytime you're doing anything else, you're like, God, this is not a water level again. Like I don't know. Like they're not bad water levels, but I just think there's too many of them. Like why couldn't you do a whole world that was all minecart levels, dude? I'd be all over that. Like I'd play that shit over and over. I think my other like nitpick with the game is. The bosses are really good, like they're really tough and I think pretty creative for like a platformer. But they're all at least three phases long and there are no checkpoints. So like you die, good luck, come on.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so like a lot of times like I'll be playing the game and really enjoying it and I get to a boss level and that's when I stop for like a day or two, you know? But it's weird, like, I came back to the boss tonight, like, I was stuck on the boss for level 3, and, I beat it the first try, so I don't know, you know, maybe you just need that little break.
I mean, some games you just need to, you know, take a little bit of time away from them, and then come back and you can beat it first now.
There are things, too, that you could buy in the shop to help you, which is the only way I've gotten through any of the boss fights. Like, you could buy an invincibility potion, which lasts for, like, 15 seconds. You can buy an extra heart, so instead of having two hearts, you have three.
Okay.
So you get three hits before you get killed.
Cheater.
I wouldn't say it's cheating. I mean, you're spending coins that you earn by playing levels, like, and searching for those coins.
So do you have to go back and play levels again to earn more so you can...
I've not run into that problem yet. Like, I'm looking right now at my pause screen. I have 142 gold coins, which is what you use to buy... Like a potion would be like 15 coins, so like it's not cheap compared to like what you have, but like I haven't run into that problem. But I'm just waiting to like
get to the end of the game and they're like, you need 150 puzzle pieces. I'm just like waiting for, for there to be some gateway where it's like, you need this amount of that, and I'm just, and I'll fucking lose my shit.
But can you purchase puzzle points with real money?
No. Although that would be a good idea for, necessarily. I don't know, dude. Like, it's really, really good. Like, I bought an Xbox One, and I've barely played it because of this game. So, I didn't expect that to happen, really. Like, I was like, I kind of like Donkey Kong Country, but this is a damn good 2D platformer. It's just really surprising around every... Like, every level is kind of memorable. Like, you'll remember parts of the level, so...
Cool. Wait, so you've hardly touched Dead Rising 3?
Yeah, I put you know I've had issues with it, but...
After all the heartache that we went through...
Yeah, after all that work, I played, like, maybe 45 minutes to an hour of it. It's fun. It's like, it's Dead Rising, you know? But yeah, I've, like, barely... I haven't turned on my Xbox One in days.
There you go.
You can send it my direction.
Quality purchase right there.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
It's a $500 paperweight, yeah.
Especially
and you bought it too quick because you couldn't get Titanfall for free.
I sent him that text earlier this week. It's like, if you had just been a little more patient, could have got Titanfall.
Yeah, I should have suspected they would have probably done that, but I don't
know. GameStop is already sold out of that version.
Yeah, it probably sold out. Like,
I should have done my taxes a little sooner.
In a day, it took a day.
A day, God.
I mean, that's a great deal. Like, if you're gonna get an Xbox One, like,
right? Yeah. It's like the game you wanted. You bought the Xbox One for, and it's free.
Yep.
You know what's funny is like the day that you texted me that, Chris. I'm like driving home from work, and I listen to news radio because I don't know, weird. And like, there was like a story that came out. Like, the Microsoft is cutting the price of its Xbox One, sort of. And I was like, what? It's like, you know, people will be able to purchase it with a copy of Titanfall, a brick new game from publisher EA. I was like, how did this become a news story on, like, news radio? I was like, what the fuck?
Really slow news day.
It
was just another person telling me I should have waited. I don't know. I guess I should have suspected it, but I don't really care. And I'll buy Titanfall. I don't give a shit.
I mean, that's just how shit goes.
Right. Okay. You buy something early, you buy it at the highest price. It's just the way it is.
Indeed.
Tony, what have you been playing?
Let's see. I've been playing Thief.
Okay. So tell us about Thief.
Not a lot. A little over an hour, but... so you play as, like, this master thief dude.
Garrett.
Garrett is his name, yes. So the tutorial, you're, like, falling behind this chick, and she's showing you, like, how to do stuff, like, how to skulk in the shadows and climb on stuff.
Her name is Erin. Like, it just doesn't fit. Like,
yeah,
that.
It's random.
It's, like, just... I was like, what... Erin? Like,
and it's like olden times?
I don't know. It's like a steampunky type world, right? Like,
oh, okay.
There's definitely some like mechanics that don't.
I mean, it's basically like the world from Dishonored, except.
Yeah.
Maybe it's spelled like A-E-R-Y-N.
No, it's E-R-I-N. E-R-I-N. Because at one point, like, they go, follow Erin. Like, that when they're teaching you how to, you know, navigate the world.
Yeah. So you play through basically the tutorial, so you steal some stuff and then you sneak through this like mansion thing and you see these guys doing something and it ends with like a cutscene that kind of just like chops off at the end. And you're like, and it goes straight to a loading screen, like, what just happened and why did it end right there?
Yeah, so that's kind of where I stopped for the night.
And then you kind of you wake up after it happens. You don't know what happened, and then you just go on to skulk in the shadows some more. It directs you right into. It hasn't sent me into. I know there's like an open hub world, but I haven't gotten to the open hub world yet. I've still been, like, moving around the missions, so I'm in the first chapter. I have, however, gotten discovered by guards for the first time and endured the combat.
I hear it's not so good.
Well, I mean, I think the point is that Garrett isn't a fighter.
Right.
So if you're stuck in a combat situation, like, if you end up in a combat situation with one guard, your life is at risk.
Which is how that series has always been.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you guys played the original Thief back when it came out, but it's very much a, you're weak. Like, you need to hide in the shadows and use your arsenal of, like, cool trick arrows and...
Right.
So it's a pure stealth game.
Like, yes, this is a stealth game. You do not want to get caught. Getting caught is bad. Oh, man, like, if you're a teen, you should run away and find a place to hide.
Yeah. That is not for me.
Garrett's pretty puny. And if you're used to, like, Assassin's Creed, where if you get spotted, you can still kill, like, 20 guys, this is not that.
Or Dishonored, where if you get spotted, like, you just, like, hole up and you're able to take them all down.
Right.
It's just a pile of bodies.
Yeah. No, the consequences is it easy to
get
away?
Like, if you get spotted? Like, can you...
Well, that's the other thing, is that there was the first time I got spotted, I ended up killing the guy one-on-one. The second time I got spotted, two guards came running at me. And I went to run away, and there was nowhere to run away to. So I was, like, pinned in, because I had just gotten into the area. Which was pretty annoying, honestly.
That's what makes Batman, you know, there's a lot of little stealth bits sprinkled in there. What makes
I wouldn't have minded them spotting me so close to the entrance if there was some place that I could go. But there was nowhere to go. So I was like, okay, now I'm fighting these guys, and of course I died. So, and that's where I stopped. I died. The guards killed me. But it was right after a save point, so hopefully I can experience.
I will say, like, I mean, just from having played the prologue, that game has decent checkpointing.
Yes. They seem pretty frequent.
Yeah, which is...
necessary.
That's nice, yeah. Especially like in a stealth game where if you mess up... you know, being able to jump back into it quickly and not have to replay a whole lot is nice. So at least they got that right.
It did.
You guys are playing on Xbox One?
I'm playing on Xbox One. Yeah. I think Chris is playing
on... I'm playing on PC.
Oh, yeah. How does it look on Xbox? Good?
It's fine.
Next gen?
I mean, I'm not blown away by the visuals.
But... yeah, it's not, like, amazing on PC, and I have it, like, maxed out right now. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. So, I'm not, like, going blind looking at it, but...
There's absolutely no reason for me to buy this game.
No.
yeah.
You would not enjoy it. I like stealth games. This is maybe a little too far even for me.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of stealth games. I am a fan of the series, and I kind of like at least the basic premise for this. Like, there's some weird cult thing going on, and... you start out stealing stuff, but I know that very quickly you're going to get wrapped up in, like, the occult aspect of it. And that's
it's pretty clear that something's happened to Garrett, like, when he sees the whole cult thing going on. Yeah. So
is it harder than past games, or?
Chris,
of course, you're not very far, so that's
you're talking, like, I mean, the last, like, Core Thief game was, like, a decade ago. Like,
right.
When games were literally harder.
Yeah, I mean, mechanics have changed a lot. Like, this definitely, just from, like, the fact that there's, like, a tutorial section, like, that kind of teaches you how to move through and steal stuff and how to navigate the world, like, that just is something that we never would have seen in the past.
Remember whenever they put manuals with games?
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah. It's manuals.
I mean, being a PC gamer back, like, 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they were big on PC games, too.
They're
like,
great. Some awesome. Like, Tony would have been in heaven, because...
like, oh, man, wouldn't you get a strategy game back then? They were the, like, best manuals.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They were the best manuals ever. And there's so much detail. Like, if you just wanted to know about the world that you were playing in, like, there's just so much detail in those manuals.
Even back in the 80s, like, I remember having, like, an old, I think it was Ultima 3 Exodus, and the book was just so fucking awesome. Like, the book was, like, just as awesome as the game.
I remember, like, I mean, Jeff had a original Nintendo. I'm assuming you guys probably did, too.
Yeah.
At some point. Like, even the manuals for them, like, just...
Oh, yeah, they were cool.
Like, they weren't...
I used to read the Legend of Zelda one.
Yeah, they were great. Like, the Final Fantasy one I have is, like, 90 pages. Like, for the original Final Fantasy. It's a 90-page manual. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong has a manual, Chris. Just saying.
Does it?
What is it, like 6 pages?
It's, let's see. It's a page count on it. Come on. Does it really not have pages on it? It's thin. It's probably less than 20 pages.
That's still not bad.
It's not bad.
I mean, it's still a manual. Like, it has pictures and fucking shit in color. Like,
five of those pages.
Strategy games still do manuals. They don't, like,
to have your Wii
you have to print
on.
Them out yourself, but they exist.
You have to print them out yourself.
I made the mistake of doing that at work one time. Tony's like, oh yeah, I just printed out the Hearts of Iron 3 book. And I'm like, okay, cool, send me a link. So I'm at work, and I'm like, oh shit, dude, it's not stopping.
Stop. You should have checked to see how many pages it was before you print it.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm always like, okay, is it the end of the day? Is everybody gone? Okay, now I can print this damn thing.
I'm afraid my boss is going to come around the corner any minute, just like spitting out this like fucking strategy game book. I'm like, oh god.
You like print something, you need to go get a binder to put it in.
Yep, it's I so did big. Too.
I have a bunch of 3-ring binders with strategy game manuals that I have printed out.
Awesome.
throw that out there.
you're going to play more Thief.
Oh yeah, I'm going to play more. I mean, honestly, I've seen some of the reviews that are out there. None of them seem to be like, this is the worst thing ever. You're going to turn to stone if you play this game or whatever. But,
you know, I mean, what I played of it, it's perfectly playable. Like,
yeah. I'm interested. Thing, but... I like stealing things.
That's something that's different from the original. Like, there's shit everywhere for you to pick up, and I guess, like, I haven't gotten back to the clock tower yet, but from what I understand, you buy, like, upgrades and stuff. Like, that wasn't how the original went. Like, you kind of had a mission, you would go on that mission, you would get what you need, and then you'd move on to the next mission. Like, this kind of has you stealing stuff and picking stuff up, which gives you gold, which I assume you'll be able to spend, so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, like, buying all kinds of crazy arrows and...
Yeah. I mean, that's the fun part of that game, so.
What arrows I can kill people with.
Shoot them in the face.
That sounds fun. I like bows and arrows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, the bow is his primary... Like, I mean, he has water arrows that can, like, knock out, like, torches, and he has rope arrows so he can climb up the... and then there are other types of arrows, like fire arrows and explosive arrows, and it's cool.
Huh.
You can also throw bottles.
Yeah.
I accidentally hit a guard in the head with a bottle, and he, like, came looking for me. Of course, I ran away and hid, because I'm afraid of the guards now, after my experience with that one guard that one time.
I just got hit with the bottle.
Sometimes you see, like, the guards sitting in a chair sleeping, you, like, you creep up really close. And you're, like, walking as slow as you can. Because if you move too fast, you make noise and they wake up.
Right.
You creep up to him and hit him in the head.
Bonk him on the head and run off.
So, well,
once you bonk him in the head, you don't have to run off.
Oh.
You're safe then.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
you
blackjack them and they're out.
Yeah.
Like. Oh, okay. I was thinking just, like, smack him on the face and run.
Oh, but you have to do it a certain way, because you have to take, like, it says take down, it'll come up and say,
if you don't, and you have to hold the button down.
Yeah, if you don't do that and you just tap it, like, he'll just kind of tap the dude with it, and the guy will turn around and, like, what is going on, and kill you.
That's awesome.
Totally did that at one point. Like, Jesus,
awesome.
No. So, all right, guess I got to do this a little bit differently.
How does that make sense? Why would you want to do that?
Right. It's like, why would I just tap?
Why is this a control? I don't understand. I'm sure there's some point in the game where it comes up where you actually have to do that.
Once. Probably
right,
once.
One time. Like, we need to introduce this mechanic. Well, let's not change the game for it.
Right.
Let's not make this a cutscene or anything.
We'll not make it to a different button press or something. We'll just, you know... We'll just tie it to the one that you're going to use the most. I played the other new game that came out this week. Wow. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
How is that? Because I am super interested in that.
That game is... It's fun? Stupidly fun.
Oh, God. You scared me for a second.
No. I think that anybody that's played Plants vs. Zombies, like, they come away from that. Like, this is a charming, funny, fun type of... This is that. Like, it is charming and stupidly fun, and it's just a happy game. Like, it's a third-person shooter. class-based, so when I played it last night, was basically the deathmatch mode. You can pick your class as, pick the pea shooter, because I was on the plants team. And pea shooter just, deliberately shoots his peas out. Like, it's not a rapid shot. Like, you're not an assault class guy with the pea shooter. If you played the game, if you played Plants vs. Zombies, when you plant a pea shooter, you know that the peas come out at a very deliberate pace. Same with this, you shoot one and, you have to kind of wait before you shoot the next one. But as you play, you'll gain, so there are challenges to each class. And completing the challenges ranks up the class. And as you rank up the class, you get more and more abilities. So, the first challenge is kill a zombie with it's a chili pepper bomb, so that's basically a grenade. The pea shooter throws out a chili pepper, and you kill somebody with that, and it ranks you up to level 2, which gives you a speed burst. And if you use that 5 times, it ranks you up to level 3, which then gives you a Gatling gun, where you have to stand in place, but you can fire a rapid clip. And as you keep playing, I think each character can be ranked up to level 10. And it looks like there are 8 or 9 characters for each team. Some of them have to be unlocked via some stickers and stuff, but the sunflower can heal people. The zombies are a little different. They have a... There is, an assault class, and then there's the engineer, and he can, repair things and build stuff. And it's weird in that way, because you don't really play it. When you play Plants vs. Zombies, the regular game, you don't play as the zombies. You play as the plants. So playing as the zombies is different, but you play as, the football zombie. That's one of them. And I think there's a disco zombie... I think you could play as him too. It's just fun. It's just this large open map where there's a lot of people. I think it's 12 versus 12.
Whoa.
So it's large scale. The maps are big. It's third person shooter, so you're running around. The multiplayer mode, the competitive multiplayer, has two different modes. There is team deathmatch, and then there is a I want to say it's kind of like Battlefield, but it's not. It's basically, it's called Gardens and Graveyards. And so the plants start off, and they have to defend. It's basically Rush. Just think of it that way, like a Rush from Battlefield, where the attacking team is the zombies, and the defending team is the plants. And the plants are trying to hold on to their gardens. And the zombies are trying to convert them to graveyards, and you just keep pushing. There's 8 control points or whatever. That mode takes a little bit longer to play. And then there is I think it's called Garden Ops, which is basically Horde mode.
That's what I was going to ask. If there's like a, some sort of AI-based mode.
Yeah, there's a it's a four-person co-op mode where you play against the AI. And then there are boss zombies that come out, and I think they're called mega zombies or something like that, and you have to take them down. That's fun. It's just, it's stupid, stupid fun.
Is this on Xbox One?
Xbox One and Xbox 360, yep.
Should I get it?
See, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't know if you're... It's $40, which is...
Oh, fuck that.
If this... I'm going to play it a lot, cause and my son will play it, so... Like, I think we'll get our $40 out of it, but... I'm not sure if...
I forgot that it was $40.
Yeah, it seems... Yeah. I don't know. It
seems really high.
It seems a little high, but I haven't played it, so...
I'm not into class-based shit like that either, or whatever it is, you know? I don't know.
Right. I mean, it's a weird game to release 2 weeks before Titanfall.
Yeah.
It's not...
Especially when you're publishing.
Right. Both coming from the same publisher. I mean... Yeah, I'm going to play Titanfall. My son isn't, but I don't know how many people are going to buy like this game for their kids and then be like, "Now I'm going to play Titanfall." It doesn't strike me. So I'm wondering how this game's community will be in like 2 weeks. There is a split-screen co-op, so even if the community dies, like you can play with somebody locally.
But I should still get Peggle 2.
Yes, well, Peggle 2 is a definite.
That has multiplayer as well, doesn't it?
It does.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pick that up soon.
I like it. Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare is fun. So.
Nice.
I'm gonna play more of it. There, the way you can get these like a. So there's a sticker book that's in the game, and as you play, you earn coins, and you buy with those coins, you buy sticker packs. It's like an old school sticker book, like, I don't know if you guys ever had like a baseball sticker book or like, it's like that where it's like, sticker 10 goes in this slot, and then you, so like if you like leaf through the book, like it'll have all the open spots where the stickers go. Unlocking that stuff there's a lot of cosmetic stuff that you can unlock for the characters, and you can kind of, you know, give them.
So even after, like, leveling up to, like, level 10, you still have shit, like, you're getting to your characters, like, little, like, sunglasses and shit like that.
Exactly. Like, so cool. you can still, like, there's still a reason to play even after you max out the, like, max out the characters. Like, you want to get all these things so you can kind of, like, make your character, customize it how you want them. Nice. Even if it doesn't affect the gameplay of it, like, it's like, this is my dude.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's fun.
Cool.
I played Reach for 8 hours on Saturday.
Dear God. This was
your
party thing?
Yeah. On Saturday? I went to a Halo party. Played from, like 12:30 to 10:30. That was, I did much better than I expected. I was, in the top three for most of the matches, but.
Is this like a Philadelphia thing or some friends or what?
I was invited so a friend of mine, he has buddies at work that get together like every couple months and they play Halo and they invite me over. So it was fun. Like the guy who hosted it provided beer and food and his wife served it to us, which was really weird.
Like that was her job?
She kept coming out, like, anybody need anything? And, like, people were like, give me a beer, or I'll take a taquito, and I'm like, I'll just come to the kitchen and get my stuff, because this is a little too much for me, like, I don't know, like, you're really nice, and this is really cool that we're all sitting around, like, on your dining room table playing Halo, but... You waiting on me like this is 1950 is strange.
Terrifying.
Right. So I just kept getting up, like going and getting a beer from the refrigerator. Just like, I would get that for you. Like, I'm good. Thanks. Yeah, that was fun though. That game's still really good. And yeah. It's nice to play against people that, like, there's still like 20,000 people playing it, but as I said last week, there's a lot of people that are just, that's all they played for the last, like, 4 years. So they're insanely good. These guys, not quite that, like, they're, a lot of them are good, but, they don't play it nonstop either, so it was on more even ground. Those maps, still really good though. Bungie created some great maps with that game.
Yeah, still my favorite.
Yeah.
Best Halo.
Reach is really, it's weird though, cause I've been trolling the Bungie forums, and I mean, they saw, like, a lot of it, there's a lot of Destiny talk on there, but those guys, they don't like Halo 4 or Reach. Like, I don't get it.
Or Reach?
No, because of the, like, the armor abilities that were added in Reach, they despise it. Like, they view
but
Halo 3 as... Right, I know, the jetpack's so fun.
It's, like, so good, dude. Like, or, whenever I get shot from behind, I just hit up that jetpack and start to turn around as I'm flying away. I don't know.
Or the armor lock, like, I was never good with the armor lock, but there are people that are fucking amazing with it, like...
I love, like, when people, it's like the one where they, like, they'll smash their hand in the ground.
Yeah,
like,
and they create a force field around them.
I usually will just stand there and wait for it to end and fucking melee them.
Well, I don't know if this was tweaked or what, but if you stand too close to them, when the armor lock breaks, it actually drops your shields.
Even still.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll take the chance.
So... I mean, like, if you can get two punches in quick before they can, then yeah, you're good, but you still have to drop their shields and punch again, where they only have to get you once, so. I try and just drop a plasma on them after they drop their shields.
Right, just, like, get it perfect.
Yeah, and get away. I don't know, that really makes me want an actual Halo on Xbox One. Like, it needs to happen this year. Like, whether it's Halo 5 or Halo 2 Anniversary Edition, but I want a competitive Halo.
Yeah.
I want it now, but I'll be happy with Titanfall in a couple weeks. But yeah, so Halo. Still good. Still a lot of fun.
Can I add one final note about Donkey Kong?
Yeah.
There are these... There are these... I think Retro introduced them. If I'm wrong, if anybody knows, correct me. But they're like these rocket barrel levels where you like are on this flying rocket,
mm-hmm.
and your only control is pressing the B button to like thrust, and so like then you'll go up higher. If you let go of the B button, you like you'll fall down. Those levels suck, and they should never fucking. I've spent the last hour playing one rocket barrel level, and I finally beat it. But I just want to say, yeah, don't make those anymore.
Okay.
What you need to do is you need to go get Ollie on the PlayStation
Vita. Fuck Vita, man. I owned the damn thing, and I should have sold that thing when I could have got some money for it.
Did you sell it?
No, I have it. I just don't
play
it.
Go get Ollie, man. Come on.
I don't like that system. Like, it has great display, but I don't like the controls on it. Like, I don't like the way it feels in my hand at all.
Someone's gonna play that shit. I gotta...
I would... How much is it?
It's like $15.
Yeah. Maybe if they give it to me for free. Before my PlayStation Plus membership runs out in a month. So, they gotta hurry on that.
Tony, just, I don't know how accurate this is, but I have the Art of Titanfall book. Mm. And, looks like there's 12 maps that are gonna be... in the base game.
Yeah.
So. That's actually quite a few maps.
Well, I mean, they need to have
usually
that many,
like
though.
Eight.
Right, but there's no single player, so you need to balance that extra content
right.
out. And I'm really interested to see how they do the narrative, because they went... like they really wrote up some lore for this world. That's included in like this art book. It's gonna be really interesting to see how that stuff, you know, plays out. It's only 2 weeks away.
Don't remind me.
It's all over at that point.
I want an Xbox One, damn it.
It's going to Tuesday night Titanfall.
That's right.
It's a drastic change. Because
the whole time we were playing Battlefield 4, I was like, I wish this was Titanfall.
Right, last night, yeah.
So wait, Don, are you still deciding on what to get?
I think I've decided. Assuming I have the money, when I get the money, then I'll probably get an Xbox One.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's going to be... If we can get Jeff to get Titanfall...
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy.
And assuming that my internet holds up to...
That's a big question. Yeah.
That's the tricky shit.
I don't think it's my internet that's bad. I think it's the number of people in this house, which is basically...
connected.
Yeah, it's like almost like an apartment, you know?
Right.
It is, you know? So, like, they're all connected to the same internet, and that's the problem. So, like, if I am playing an online game and then several people downstairs are, it's going to fuck it up, you know?
Yeah, I haven't tried plugging mine into the system and trying... I haven't played an online game on the Vita yet, or on the PS3 yet, but I need to. I got Grand Theft Auto 5. I need to pop it in and play and see how the internet works.
But yeah, I'll probably get Titanfall. I doubt I'll be playing. Like, first of all, I don't get to play games that much.
Right, right.
Oh,
but you can play with us on Tuesday nights. But...
probably.
Like, I mean, that's what we make sure that, like, we at least there's one night we're playing together. So.
Yeah, yeah. But then, like, there's also, like, dude. Like, I still stand by this. I'm going to be playing a lot of South Park and
right.
Yeah. Dark Souls for sure.
No.
A lot of that shit.
I mean, to be fair, Jeff loved the original Dark Souls, yeah. So... I don't know if I'll be getting Dark Souls 2 anytime soon.
Maybe I'll play it just for something to play, since, you know, I'll be all, like, last-gen shit.
I'll probably get South Park after I finish Steve.
South Park's gonna be, like, even if it's, like, buggy as shit and stuff, it's like, dude, it's like a South Park RPG, come on.
Right, exactly.
Enjoy it.
There's a little bit of room for leeway there.
Yeah.
And since Matt and Trey worked pretty...
like, it's gonna be funny, yeah.
They were pretty close in, right, exactly. So, that's the important part. As long as, mechanically it holds up, you know, I don't care about a few glitches or... frame rate drops or anything, as long as it's funny and fun.
I remember them saying, like, one of the, like, their influences was, like, the Paper Mario series, so I'm like, I don't know, man, this could be awesome.
Yeah.
It could be. I hope it turns out really well. I really do. But just knowing Obsidian and their track record, I'm holding my breath.
Well, I'll That's
let the
you
last
know.
Thing Obsidian did. Fallout New Vegas, didn't they?
No, they did that. Dungeon Siege 3 was the last thing that they did, I think.
I didn't play that.
Could have been something after that that I just didn't...
I don't know.
But yeah, I remember, like, Dungeon Siege 3, that was a couple of years ago.
That was mostly disappointing for
it
what
was
that
pretty
game
bad.
Showed.
Like, dude, you know I love those types of games.
Right,
like,
it was weird, like, the way they handcuffed things in that game.
Well, yeah, besides how they handled any sort of, like, multiplayer in it, is just, like, the game itself felt weird. Like, it felt sluggish and...
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alright, well, do we have any news?
Well, we've got Xbox One price drop.
In
the UK.
UK, yeah.
Okay. So basically they dropped from, I think it was £429 to £399.
Which is still ridiculous about a
price. Right, which is still more than $600.
Right.
Nice.
that news dropped and, like, people were kind of making a big deal out of it here, but seeing people that I know from the UK, like, they're like a £30 drop it's minuscule, like, it doesn't
like
mean shit.
$10 drop here, isn't it? For $15?
I mean, it's a
no,
pretty...
It's about $50 US.
It's a significant drop, but...
But it's not that much of a drop when you compare the price, like, in the UK.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I mean, we're still getting the system cheaper here than...
A lot cheaper.
Yeah. Weird. What was that, Don?
Oh, I was going to say, I saw something where one of the, that was a shareholder of something for Nintendo, like, wrote in and suggested that Nintendo, like, does in-app purchases and shit.
Oh, God, this is the Mario can jump higher for a dollar?
Yeah.
I just read that.
I was reading that whenever I was eating dinner, and I just, like, man, I almost spit beer everywhere laughing. That's fantastic. They should totally do it. They should do it.
No.
That was great.
I don't know. I mean, that makes the Xbox One more competitive, I guess, in the UK. It makes it the same price as the PS4 there, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think it does. They've done everything they can to get competitive in the UK, too.
Right, they offered FIFA with it, and I don't know. I don't know what you can do.
I hear the PlayStation's selling pretty well so far, like 5-point-something million.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was, what, 4 million after, four or so after the holidays. So they've tacked on like another million and a half.
Yeah.
Since yeah. Then. I mean, they had a big advantage in pre-Titanfall.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're also in like 40 markets and they just launched Japan.
Right.
Right. Whereas the Xbox was in what, 13, 14 markets? I don't really want to get into like at this point, just fucking play the systems, like.
Right.
I am so sick, and
I'm sick of the discussion.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean
that.
No, not you. Yeah, yeah. But it's just. Like,
I just meant that it's selling well, is what I meant to say.
It's funny because I mean, what was it last week or the week before? I guess they had announced. Nobody gave numbers either. Like Sony didn't give U.S. numbers. Microsoft didn't give U.S. numbers. MPD just stated that the PlayStation 4 had outsold the Xbox One by about 2-1 during the January sales period. I guess there was speculation that it was about 260,000 was what Sony sold, which would have about 130,000 Xbox Ones. That's not great for either side. if they had sold a great amount in January, Sony would have been out there stating, like, we did awesome.
Right.
It said they're going, here's our worldwide numbers.
Right.
And they're great. Those are great worldwide numbers. They're almost past the Wii U completely at this point. Like, I don't know. I'm getting so, every time I turn around, GameSpot, IGN, any of these other game sites are just running, oh, and like, here's another Xbox first PlayStation article.
Yeah.
Oh, the Xbox is in trouble. Like, the PlayStation is this. Jesus Christ, shut up. Like, stop giving fuel to the assholes that's what they live for.
Sadly, it is what they live for. That's true.
I just wonder how many of them even own a PS4 or an Xbox One.
That's just it. Are you hearing, like, all of the controversy over the price drop? And, like, everyone I saw complaining about it were people on Twitter who I knew did not own Xbox Ones.
Right.
I'm like, why are you complaining? I'm like, I own an Xbox One. I do not care.
Right. Like, I mean, that's the risk we took when we bought one. Like, we know that, like, over time, shit's going to happen. They're going to make better bundles. They're going to make better, like...
Yeah.
I bet by November, they're going to be selling a 1 terabyte system.
Right.
For the same price that we paid for ours.
I don't know about by November, but it's definitely happened soon.
Right. I don't know. This whole console war nonsense. One, it's not a war. Like,
people die in a war. This is not a war.
Sadly, I mean, it's nasty. I mean, it's just It's retarded, you know?
It's the worst I've ever seen it, too. Like,
it's just downright stupid.
I don't remember that. I mean, there was stupid shit on Xbox 360, PS3 side, but I don't remember it being anywhere near this, like, this vitriolic. Like, it's just ridiculous.
There's no Twitter at that point, though, you know? Yeah. Like, the social media had not expanded to the point where it is involving everybody now.
And it's not like I'm not attacking Sony fans here or Microsoft fans. It's stupid on both sides. Like, both sides are retarded. the resolution. Oh, we have games. Like, just, if you want to buy the system that you want to play, that has the stuff you want to play on it.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being a fan of a brand, but at the same time, like,
there's a way to be a person.
Right. We got any other news?
Speaking of being a person, Candy Crush. King.com has withdrawn their application to trademark the word candy in the United States.
That's good.
That's wonderful.
I'm sure you all feel much better about this now.
I do.
Candy is safe for all of us.
Really say the word candy. Thank you.
I can now kind of like stop harassing my wife. Every time she played like Pet Rescue Saga or Candy Crush, like I was just telling her how bad of a person she was because she supported them. It was a stupid thing for them to do.
Yeah. Though they still own the claim to the word candy in the UK, so let's not let them completely off the hook yet.
Right. It's so dumb. The fact that there are courts that allow this, trademarking law is so weird.
Well, sounds legit.
Right. Because we haven't been saying candy since we were born or anything. Like,
remember, never mind.
I was thinking
Chutes and Ladders, but there's no candy involved in that title.
Candy Land? Like,
oh, that's it. I knew there was one.
I mean, that. Like, could they shut down Candy Land? Like,
yeah. That's awesome.
In such a not awesome way.
People at work play that shit all the time on their phones. I walk by, it's like my boss is playing it. I just laugh and I go about my business. But
I'm just surprised that it has continued to be as popular as it is. Like, I remember it was about this time last year when my wife started playing it, and it's kind of like when it started blowing up as well. And it stayed. Like, I'm still getting stuff on Facebook, like requests for Candy Crush. And
oh, yeah, it's still around.
It's a weird, like, long-lasting, I don't even know if you call it a fad at this point. Like,
it's not a fad. It's reality, man.
Yeah.
This shit be real.
Yep. So, any more news?
That was all I had. It's kind of pretty slow for news. There were a bunch of releases, but
random question.
What was that, Don?
I said I got a random question here. I know, Chris, you play games on your phone and stuff quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the new Square Enix Dead Man's Cross game?
I did not know.
It's like a collectible card game featuring zombies. I haven't downloaded it yet. I just wasn't sure.
Free?
Yeah, it's free. I'm probably going to end up downloading it, but I don't know. Thought I'd see if maybe you'd played it first.
No. No, I have not played that one yet. Actually, I hadn't even played it yet, so
Oh, I usually browse through the new games every weekend, and I saw it, and I'm like, I don't know. I hesitated, but I didn't download it, but I just happened to be browsing through again, and I was like, oh, yeah, there's that game. Maybe I should just play it for a few minutes, and that way I know it's bad.
I mean, if it's free, there's no harm in it, right? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Just be like, I'm done.
That's true.
You got any questions, Jeff?
I don't think I saw any.
I saw you put out a call for them. No one responded. Where's the respect for the Jefe?
What the hell?
I don't know. I could have called on Matt, but I figured I'll give him a week off. After last week's amazing questions.
Yeah, he gave us some last week, that was for sure.
I like your answer, no.
just no.
No.
Is there any, South Park next week, right?
Yeah.
South Park next week.
Is South Park next week?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to get it
excited.
Now.
Excited! I am.
South Park, then Titanfall, and Dark Souls.
Yeah, it's a nice little stretch we got here going into March.
Yeah, March is usually a pretty good month, past couple years.
I wish I could say the same for the weather.
It was 30 degrees here, man. It was kind of chilly.
Oh!
Tony had snow the last couple days, right?
That's right.
Nice. It was like a beautiful 60 degrees Monday morning, if I remember right.
We had snow today and yesterday, but it like was gone by like 3 o'clock. Like the sun came out both days. Poof.
It just disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, I hate all of you then.
Oh. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes next month as well.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow, I stopped hearing about that.
Huh. Hey, you better reserve 2 hours to play through that one.
Yeah.
Get started now. Mark that time off.
It's like, I think if I can get 2 hours out of Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare, I'm on the Konami schedule, right? Like, I've got my money's worth. Let's see. Yeah, that and then Infamous is at the end of March.
March is pretty good, dude. Yeah. Like, I'd say it's really solid. Like, two RPGs and a big-ass fucking shooter for Xbox One.
Yep.
I think it was last year, the year before, was Birds of Steel in March. So, there's that.
That month sucked.
I'm looking forward to like, I don't want to bypass March. I know that the games there are going to be a lot of fun, but April's looking pretty good too. Lego Hobbit.
And yeah.
Child of Light, which is the Ubisoft RPG, and there's something else.
What's that for?
Xbox One and PS4.
Really?
Oh, really?
And then a Daylight on PS4 as well, so that'll be fun. But why is MLB so late this year?
For the PS4 version, I think it's taking them a while.
Yeah, it's like
it sucked last year, so they definitely need more time.
Okay.
Somebody on Twitter was like, "Oh, there's no Sony game this year or no Xbox game for MLB," and I was like, "Yeah, but did you play the Sony one last year?" Of course they hadn't.
Yeah, I saw that. I was going to jump in, but I just kind of left it be.
Wow, was the show that bad last year?
It was awful. They screwed up the base running, which, you know, is a pretty major part of baseball.
Yeah, it's
is it?
Yeah, baseball.
I'm kidding.
It's like you would run the base paths, and sometimes your player would just take off for no reason. Like, I literally, like, put down the controller once, and my player started running. It wasn't that, like, the phone rang or something, and I had to go grab my controller, or I had to go grab the phone. And so I put my controller down, and I'm watching this, and my player just takes off. Like, great.
Great.
Quality gameplay. I really feel like I'm in control here.
I think that, there's not going to be MLB 14 or whatever it is from 2K, because they let that lapse.
Yeah.
But there is going to be a baseball game, I believe, on Xbox One.
There is. It's not like...
RBI Baseball 14.
Shut up!
What?
Major League Baseball bought the rights back, or bought the rights to RBI Baseball, and they're creating their own baseball game.
It's going to be awful.
Probably. I don't know. If it could look like the goofy old RBI Baseball, that could be fun. like an arcade baseball game, not like a real like sim baseball game. But
yeah, like there hasn't been an arcade. Well, there's the Bigs. I'm sorry, I was saying.
Yeah, there was that. Which was all right, I guess. Right.
Yeah, I never really played it, but like I like arcade baseball. Like that shit's fun.
I mean, you give me that for like 10, 15 bucks.
Yeah,
like, that'd probably be all right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, if they're like, oh, we're going to charge you $40 for it, I'm probably not going to buy it. But 10, 15 bucks is an easier sell. I guess that's it. I don't think we got anything else going on.
Oh, no.
Well, I have things going on, just not appropriate for this podcast.
Oh, well.
Well, you should share them now. Right. What inappropriate things do you have going on?
Dude, I think it's, see, lately it's, like, amazing. Like, to the point where, like, I have, like, I'm, like, juggling three different girls at once and shit, and, like, somehow trying to pull that off. It's not very easy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not worth it. That's just too much effort.
It's...
Yeah, so while you can.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's like, well, one gets pissed about it, or, like, I don't know, they don't, none of them know, I don't think, but... But it's like if one becomes so much of a hassle,
just let him go, and then you still got two on the side, ready to go.
Don't you live in a small town now?
Yeah, and that's the thing is like
at the moment,
people like you really do run like there's like if I go out on a Saturday night, there's like three bars I could go to basically, and yeah, you see people.
Nice. Go on. Oh, good luck with that, Jeff.
I can tell you a funny story. It was not last Saturday, but the Saturday before. I went out and we're at this one bar and there's karaoke night. And there's like these two heavy girls sitting next to me at the bar. And I turn to one of them, I go, what are we singing? What duet are we going to do? And then somehow I started, like, we start hanging out with like them and all their friends. It's like there's this one girl. I started making out with her like out of nowhere. Like I was just like, all right. So I did that. And she was, like, apparently all about it. Well, she seemed to enjoy herself. And then I, like, start talking to one of her friends, and I start making out with one of her friends, like, right in front of her within an hour of making out with her. And I'm making out with her friend.
Such a
like,
slut.
Dude, it was bad. I was making out, and her friend had seen me making out with her previously, so, like, it wasn't like her friend was oblivious. Her friend saw me making out with her, then I started making out with her friend, and then, like, I'm making out with her for, like, an hour, dude. And then I go up to my one buddy. I go, do you think I pissed that other girl off or whatever? He's like, oh, I know you did. He's like, because that's all she's been talking about for the last fucking hour is what a dickhead you are. I was like, oh.
Oh.
I can't imagine why she's saying this.
I'm having the time of my life. I don't know why she's not. Oh, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff.
Awesome. Friend is... I mean, what kind of friend is that? Dear Lord,
well,
hang out
like,
with her anymore.
Well, here's the thing is, I made the right play, and I went with the number two. I went out with her like the night after, like on Sunday night. I totally got laid. But then, like, one of the things she asked me is, like, she's like, so how did you know her one friend, Rana? I was like, I don't know. I met her that night. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, are you good friends with her? She's like, not really. She's like, I don't really like her.
Nice.
Curtis is like, I don't know where to move on from this.
Man. So,
not sure what to do with that.
Not fair, or you'd have to bleep it out. So I don't know if you want me to say it.
You probably just wait a couple minutes.
Okay.
So,
pretty cool,
podcast.
Yeah. So, we'll be back next week.
I might have my balls cut off by then. But
yeah, we're going to miss Jeff when he dies after someone murders him.
Yep. Because he was sleeping with someone's friend.
This I can say, like, this girl I've been seeing now, like, this week, she's, like, been in and out of jail for, like, her whole life and shit. It's, like, a total, like, ex-con.
Like...
Like, and I'm scared of her. Like, I'm scared of her. Like,
it's not going to work out, and Jeff's going to die.
This girl I'm seeing, she's crazy.
She might kill me. But hey, she's hot.
She might kill me or, like, decide, like, when I, like, try to break it off with her, which could happen.
But nope. If the sex is good, hey, you know what?
It's pretty good. Like, there it's pretty good. It's pretty stellar. Like,
it might be worth the fear.
I mean, you could just stick around with her. She'll probably end up back in jail soon. So
there's a possibility of that, actually. So, but like, I'm kind of worried. Like, if I stop talking to her, she'll like break in and steal all my video game systems.
Sell them for drugs.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm scared.
I'm scared. Hold me.
But that's all I can say on air. All
right. Yeah, okay.
I feel a lot better now.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that all out there. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight, sexy.